Photo: Budweiser cases fill warehouse due to World Cup ban. Who will get them? By Amy Furr on November 20, 2022. Qatar and FIFA initially planned to allow beer sales in the World Cup stadiums but reneged on that decision. Now, an entire warehouse has been left with stacks of beer cans, according to recent reports. The decision is a surprising reversal only 2 days before the game's kickoff in the Muslim nation ruled by strict Sharia law, a Breitbart News article published Thursday said, adding FIFA contracted with Budweiser to supply the beverage. The distaste over beer sales became clear when only days ago, the Qatar royal family requested that World Cup organizers change the plan for placement of the beer tents being erected around the stadium and make a better effort to conceal them so they would not be that easy to find, the outlet said. According to Outkick, the only attendees allowed to drink alcohol will be those who enjoy the event from inside expensive suites. In a social media post Saturday, Budweiser shared an image of what appeared to be the beer originally meant for fans. New day, new tweet. Winning country gets the Buds. Who will get them? The company said. In June, the Fédération Internationale de Football Association, FIFA, claimed the World Cup happening in Qatar would be a celebration of unity and diversity. Breitbart News reported, adding the statement came after years of accusations of human rights atrocities in the country, including forced labor used to build soccer facilities. As soccer fans prepared to enjoy the World Cup in Qatar, warnings were issued about items that could get them arrested at the games in the Muslim country, the outlet said November 14. One example came from British officials who shared a list of items fans should leave at home, such as drugs, alcohol, pornography, pork products, and religious books. Provocative clothing and open expressions of intimacy and gay pride are also verboten, the Breitbart News article said.